Muy bienvenidos a todos aquí al programa Más Cerca. Hoy tenemos la oportunidad de compartir con el autor New York Times Bestselling y también, por supuesto, parte ya de nuestra pantalla grande con sus diferentes películas. Lee Strobel. Lee, thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of your time. Thank
Oh,
you.
it's my pleasure. I enjoy doing it. Thanks you for having me.
Thank you so much. We've been following your career. I don't want to say ever since you were a journalist, but ever since you were a journalist for Christ. How about that?
those are the good years of my life.
That's wonderful. And you keep giving us more. Now we have, obviously, the new release in December
Yes.
of The Case for Miracles. What
Yes.
prompted you to create this new line of inquiry and prove that miracles do exist?
Well, a couple of reasons. One is Christmas season is starting. And during the Christmas season, people are more spiritually open. And I always want to reach new people with the evidence that God is real, that He loves them, that we can know Him personally in this life and the life to come. And often people are curious about miracles. Does God love us enough to intervene supernaturally in our lives and so forth? And so in the movie, we document cases where we have solid medical documentation that a miracle has taken place, multiple incredible eyewitnesses with no motive to deceive, cases where there's no natural explanation of what takes place, and cases where the miracle takes place in the context of prayer. And when we have those conditions, I think we can walk away really convinced that God is still in the miracle business today.
Now we have believers that don't actually believe in miracles. Can you
Yeah.
explain that to me? What
Yes.
happens? Where's the disconnect?
Well, there are people called cessationists. And a Christian who's a cessationist, most of them believe that miracles can and do still happen, but they do not believe that God still gives a supernatural gift of healing to people. There are some cessationists who don't believe the miracles continue today at all. So there's two different schools of thought on this. Do I believe that God still gifts some people with the ability to heal people supernaturally? I'm open to that. I don't know for sure. Do I believe God still does miracles today? Yes, I do. And the reason is because of the miracles I document in my book, The Case for Miracles, and in the movie, Case for Miracles, that I think are powerful and persuasive. People healed of conditions that are otherwise incurable. And they're healed instantaneously after prayer to Jesus. When we have scientific studies published in peer-reviewed medical journals, secular medical journals, documenting these kind of supernatural interventions, you got to say something's going on. And I think the something is miracles.
So let's talk a little bit about the evidence that you gather. As a journalist, as an investigative journalist, right? You know that basically evidence is everything, that research. So how did you go about collecting these testimonies? And obviously, what was the process of putting it together?
Well, we wanted to go to cases that weren't just stories you hear in the hallway at church or see on the internet. We wanted documented cases. And so when we encountered a case, we wanted to look, first of all, what is the medical documentation? Because some cases, people think they're a miracle, but they're not. They may say, hey, I no longer have cancer. But the original diagnosis was wrong. They didn't really have cancer in the first place. So we have to be careful that we have solid medical documentation that indeed they had an illness or a condition initially, and that ultimately it's 100% healed. So we have to look at that. We have to look at the credibility of the people claiming to be witnesses to this. Are they people of integrity? Did they have the opportunity to see what happened? Do they have any motive? Are they going to out trying to sell a book, or are they trying to make a movie, or whatever? Are they being honest about what they see? So those are some of the things that we look at, and we have multiple cases like that. We have a woman, for instance, who was blind for more than a dozen years with an incurable condition, juvenile macular degeneration. And how God heals her instantaneously after her husband prayed for her. I don't think there's any other explanation other than a miracle has taken place.
Absolutely. Now, I have to ask you, the Case for Christ was such a huge success. Do you feel any pressure at all as you present the case for miracles?
You know, I never feel pressure about that because it's in God's hands. You
Wow.
know, I'm from Chicago, and in Chicago, I was a fan of the Chicago Cubs baseball team. And in Wrigley Field, where they would play, sometimes a batter would hit a ball and it's a pop-up and it gets caught by the center fielder. Sometimes he doesn't hit the ball any harder. But the wind of Chicago, it's a windy city, the wind of Chicago takes the ball out for a grand slam, a home run. That's how I feel God handled the book, The Case for Christ. Did I write the book? Yeah, I felt led to write it. I wrote it. I did that. But God, by his Holy Spirit, has taken the results so far beyond what I put into it that I honestly don't feel that I could take any credit for it. And I don't mean that out of false modesty. I'm just saying I hear the stories of people who come to faith through the book, and I don't take any credit for that. God does that. And so God will do as God will do. And I believe, did we hit the ball with the movie? Did we make the movie? Yeah. We'll leave the results to God.
Amen. Amen. And I'm sure people are going to be moved to know that there's a good God involved and that
Yeah.
God is especially interested in them. And of course, the Case for Christ talks a lot about your personal experience
Yeah.
encountering God.
Yeah.
Now, how has investigating for this particular book, The Case for Miracles, impacted your own faith and your
Yeah.
own relationship with God?
You know, every case that we document, and in at least a couple of these cases, I personally got to know the people who were supernaturally healed, and they became friends. And you know, to know them and to see their authenticity and understand their integrity and to see what God has done in their life and to see the evidence that's incontrovertible that something happened. It just bolsters my faith. My faith every time just takes another step, another step, another step. It's just one more bit of evidence in a compelling case that God exists, that he loves us, that he does sometimes choose to interact supernaturally in his creation.
And why do you think there's such a new revival in our youth
Yeah.
to know about our amazing and good God, and now more than ever?
There really is. Something is going on around the planet. We see evidence of it. I have a friend whose ministry is to travel the country and the hemisphere and to speak to groups of college or high school students. And he said, I've seen more young people come to faith in Jesus Christ in the last 3 years than in the previous 18 years of ministry combined. So God is up to something these days. And I think here's our opportunity to seize that opportunity and use it to introduce people to the evidence for God. So I'm hoping that Christians will invite someone to come see this movie with them, someone who's spiritually confused. Someone who may be skeptical, somebody who may be just unable to put the puzzle pieces together. And I hope this movie awakens them to the truth that God is real and loves them, and that this will be the year that they say, maybe I should just show up at services on Christmas Eve. And you know, the gospel goes out with a special brightness this time of year. So I just pray, my goal in life is to drag as many people to heaven with me as I can. And so I'm hoping this movie contributes to that.
Wow, how amazing. How would you encourage them, the skeptics,
Yeah.
the non-believers specifically, to approach the idea of a miracle, let alone
Yeah.
a God who wants to be good to us and perform
Right.
miracles?
Well, I think, you know, the question is, are you willing to follow the evidence wherever it points? In other words, maybe it's pointing you in an uncomfortable direction. The fact that God exists and he's real and we're accountable to him and he loves us. It may be the evidence is pointing in that direction. If it is, then I would encourage you to embrace that and to take a step of faith in the same direction the evidence is pointing and put your trust in Jesus Christ. My wife gave me some water here to sip on during our talk. And how did I know it wasn't poison? It could have been. I don't have any absolute proof this is not poison, but I have evidence that it's not poison. My wife, we've been married 53 years. She has no motive to hurt me. The water looks clear, doesn't smell unusual. The glass is clean. Nobody in the neighborhood has fallen dead after drinking from tap water. And so, do I know for a fact it's not poison? No, but I've got sufficient evidence to do what the Bible says, which is taste and see that the Lord is good.
Wow.
And that's what the evidence for miracles does. It points us in a direction, but then we need to take a step of faith in the same direction the evidence is pointing. That's logical. That's rational. We do that every time we take a sip of water. And so that's my hope, that people will go that next step and put their trust in Christ.
Once I was told not to share testimonies of miracles on my show because I could run the risk of giving people false hope. That really resonated, except for the fact that I believe God is good and it's up to him. But how would you respond to that? Because they are people that in church believe that they shouldn't, that they couldn't possibly expect a miracle or talk about a miracle or preach about one.
This is a very legitimate question, very common question, and it's a personal question. My wife has a incurable neuromuscular condition. She has been in pain every single day for 20 years, and she will be in pain every single day for the rest of her life unless God intervenes and does a miracle, because it's an incurable condition. But guess what? He has not done a miracle. We've asked for a miracle. It has not come. That often happens. And so how do we look at that? Well, number one, miracles were not automatic in the New Testament either. The Bible says Jesus didn't do many miracles in Nazareth. In one chapter of the Gospels, the disciples are given the authority to heal in Jesus' name. But 6 or 7 chapters later, they failed to heal an epileptic boy. Paul had a thorn in the flesh, some sort of affliction that was never healed. Paul had a friend named Trophimus. Trophimus got sick. Did Paul heal him? No, Paul went off on a missionary journey. So healing was not automatic in New Testament times either. God is sovereign. God will do as God will do. I believe that every single follower of Jesus will be healed, but it may not be until we pass into the next realm, into heaven, a place of no suffering, no pain, no tears. And then we'll all be healed for eternity. And the truth is, when we go through difficult times, when we suffer, I think it draws us closer to God. I almost died in 2011, and I was brought unconscious into the hospital, and the doctor looked at me and said, "You're one step away from a coma, 2 steps away from dying." And I lingered between life and death for a week. And I was closer to God in that time than in the good times when everything was going great. It draws us closer to him. Jesus himself said, "In this world, you will have trouble." But then he says, "But take courage, because I have overcome the world." In other words, he, through his suffering and death and resurrection from the dead, he has overcome the world. We can know him personally. Romans 8:28 says he can cause all things to work together for our good, for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And I think he can take the difficult things of our life and cause good to emerge. I think of my wife who suffered all these years. She is a woman of more compassion, more empathy, more love because of that, I think, than she normally would have been. These are difficult. We can ask the question in heaven, but it's a funny thing too. If God answered every single prayer instantaneously for someone to be healed, we couldn't do science in this world because science is based on predictability. And it would be totally unpredictable, what's going to happen. So, that's just one side thing to look at, but that kind of makes some sense too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And these are some of the questions that people are going to bring into the movie, The Case for Miracles. So I am so thankful that I actually have the opportunity to sit with you and talk about this. I'm running out of time. So my last question obviously will have to be related to the film. Any stories you like to share? Because it is one thing to write the book and another to actually see it
Yes.
being
You know
on the
what?
big screen.
You know what I think is, it's not technically a miracle, but it warms my heart, is the director of the movie, the producer of the movie, Manny Sandoval. His father and his mother immigrated to the United States in total poverty from Guatemala. They lived in South Central LA, which is one of the poorest places in America. His father came to faith in Christ, became a pastor of a tiny little church, and served that church with all his heart for many years. And then Manny and his brother went off to Phoenix, Arizona, and started making movies. And to see his creativity, and this is Manny's thinking. This, when you see the beautiful cinematography of this movie, when you see the storyline, how it develops, and so on, that's Manny. And I just celebrate that. I celebrate the fact that he grew up in a Hispanic Pentecostal home where miracles were expected, whereas I grew up in I became an atheist that didn't believe the miracles happened at all. And we can talk about it in this movie from each of our different perspectives. So I celebrate what God has done in the Sandoval family and life, and how he brings that to life through this film.
Awesome. And we're going to be there to watch it. The information is on your screen. This is happening in December, and we're expecting God to do wonderful things with this film, specifically The Case for Miracles by Lee Strobel. Lee, thank you so much again for being here with
Well,
us
thank
today.
you so much. Great chatting with you. God bless you and all your viewers.
Amen. It's a pleasure. Thank you. Y gracias a ustedes también por este tiempo que hemos compartido. Recuerda que la película estará disponible nada más y nada menos que en diciembre, del 15 al 18 de diciembre. Muchísimas gracias. Hasta la próxima.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.